Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I saw a charge on my credit card that I have no idea what it is. It says, you say Pearl Brands LLC?
The number you're calling, we're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company.
You what?
We're a call center. We represent for more than one company.
Okay, so is that one of your companies?
I would have to have an account with that first in order to know. I can try to do that with your zip code and first and last name.
Last name's Puttman, P-U-T-T-M-A-N, 19149.
19149?
Yeah.
And could you spell your last name one more time?
It could be under either Ward or Puttman. Puttman's P-U-T-T-M-A-N.
P as in Paul, U-T-T like Tom, M-A-N?
Yeah.
Or you said Ward, like W-A-R-D?
Yeah.
So I need Puttman with that zip code, have an account for Joan.
Joanne?
Yes. Could you verify your mailing address?
7203 Saul Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19149.
It looks like this was for a contest entered for a Dyson vacuum. You would have had to be enrolled in our app called Bites Up. Do you recall entering that contest or doing that subscription for Bites Up?
No, not at all.
Could anyone in your household have entered that contest?
Excuse me?
Could anyone in your household have entered that contest?
No.
So if you give me one moment, I can go ahead and have this account canceled. That stops any future billings, but I'll have to transfer you over to our fraud department.
All right, thank you.
So give me one moment to cancel, and I'll get you transferred over. When I do have this account canceled for any future billing attempts before I transfer you over to fraud, would you like a cancellation number?
Do I really need it?
Not really. It's really just for your personal records.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yes, ma'am. So I did at least make sure the account was canceled. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over now. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.